Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the KT Talk Show. I'm super stoked today. I have Cynthia Martin, who is a personal freedom activator. And on this episode today, she is going to talk about what it means to be a personal freedom activator. And she is going to talk about who can benefit from it. And if you listen all the way through the entire episode, we have something very special to share with you that includes a 15 to 30 minute call with her that can assist in activating your life, which is, you know, what she is here to do. So without further ado, please take a listen and enjoy the show. Welcome, everybody, to the KT Talk Show. It is a beautiful, sunny Tuesday afternoon, and my guest today is Cynthia Martin, and she is a personal freedom activator, a success, mindset coach. She is the CEO of Lumiere Energy Healing, and without further ado, Cynthia, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and, you know, tell us about the personal freedom activator.
Awesome. So thank you for having me, Katie. And I'm really excited to be here with you and your audience. So a personal freedom activator. So essentially all that means is just a fancy way of saying I help people get out of their own way and really step into their authenticity and embrace the full potential of who they were born to be and live the life that they're meant to, in service of their purpose and fulfilling and sharing their talents and gifts through their life experience, sharing their story, and through their story, helping others heal and just really embodying and embracing all aspects of who they are, specifically from a spiritual perspective. So a lot of people have been told what life should look like for them and how to lead it and the direction to go. And for too long, many of us have been going against our own authentic grain. So being a personal freedom activator, I just am really committed. And part of my purpose here is to help people activate their genius in all aspects and from a spiritual perspective, not limited to just the spiritual journey that a lot of people find themselves on, but to actually embrace their spirituality and bring it into conventional settings like the corporate world and you know, schools and places where it's not expected, where it doesn't necessarily feel safe to be different, but really to embody that difference and know how valuable it is and step into the power of it and really take your place in the world. Because you and I have had a conversation before the show where we had, you know, parallels where we just, you know, we did world the way that we did life the way the world told us. And we kind of came to a head where it's like, there's something more, there's something different that I'm meant for. I don't fully fit this mold. And I discovered that there's a pretty significant number of us in the world that are biologically wired different, and we're we would be categorized in the scientific sense as highly sensitive people, and that it's very valid and valuable and an important leadership capacity that is needed now in this time of change in the world more than ever before. So those of us who identified as misfits, didn't fit in, you know, have always conform to try to be accepted, whether we did it really well. I called myself a shapeshifter because I could fit in all those environments and hide in plain sight and never really fully be seen. And I came that I needed to finally take my place and stand out. Like those of us that were born to stand out, it's not because we're better or more, but our function in the world is very important and our time has arrived. So I know that's a long explanation, but bottom line is just stepping into the fullness of who you are and embracing it and taking your place so that we can contribute to what we're here to contribute and do what we came to do with this life.
Yeah, no, that was not a long introduction, because I actually have a little bit of a follow-up question with what you said. Excuse me. So at the end, you were kind of saying how, you know, some of us are are programmed, you know, we're biologically programmed different. And, you know, now is, you're saying like now around this time, you know, we're kind of finding out who we are. Do you mind like kind of explaining that in the sense of like the times right now? Do you know what I'm saying? Like
Yes.
what's happening right now?
Oh yes. So I have a I have a different perspective. The way I see the world has always been very different, and there's a reason for it, right? So in terms of what I said, in terms of biologically being wired different is science has finally started to catch up with spirituality and find its connection point. And in terms of helping us make more sense for those of us who feel different, who see the world different, if we identify ourselves as empaths, we're more intuitive than the people around us, that we feel things differently, we see things differently, we think differently. It's for a purpose because, highly sensitive people have been around forever and they've come in different forms in history, right? You know, call us witches, call us, wizards, call us freaks and geeks. I don't care what the label is, but those of us that were different, always had struggled with trying to find our fit in the world. And if you actually pay attention to some of the greatest leaders, the ones that have actually had the courage to embrace their difference and stand out despite the world accepting them or not, have really have left a legacy and paved the way for so many of us. But back to the biological standpoint, it's actually referred to as a trait, an inherent biological trait that makes us more sensitive to the external and internal information, sensory information. So empaths are often highly sensitive people because your body is wired to experience more of the information that other people don't. So sensitivity to sensory input like light, sound, emotions, changes in the environment, temperature, like we don't, we were all taught as children in school, in grade school, the very limited skew of what that sensory perception is. And people think that we only have five senses, when in fact, I think the last time I saw a scientific article, they have actually identified, I think it was like 30, just 33 or something to that effect, like is already in the double digits in terms of science being able to identify these tangible sensory abilities that we all have as human beings. And those of us that are wired different, it's almost like the volume has been turned up on those perceptions, and we're able to perceive information in the environment. So I'm a D woo woo kind of person. I have to have tangible understanding that is applicable and practical to my life because I'm a blended woo, right? I'm not fully woo-woo. I'm not, 24/7 love and light because I'm a mom. I have a business. I have a husband who's zero woo, right? Like, and I would live in a very non-woo life, right? So, in respect to my environment and the people in my community, and that's what my soul chose because I'm here to demystify. I'm here to stop making the spiritual aspect of our life scary and intangible. So, all that to say is that we perceive that information and intuition and spiritual perception, psychic abilities, is just the experience of being able to perceive information in the environment at a level that others are not yet attuned to. And those of us that are born this way, we're 20% of the world, 1.5 billion people in the entire globe, so that we can perceive these things that others can't, that we can sense when people are hurt, when we can sense that people need something emotionally, mentally, where we can sense how to bring people together. It's a very powerful leadership quality, and I'm a big advocate in the professional and business community, especially like on LinkedIn, because so many of us are living regular lives and we have this part of us that is like pounding the door in our hearts and in our minds, and we don't know what to do with it. So and a lot of those people have been taught, through their faith, in their upbringing, through their culture, that it's evil, that it's bad to be born this way. So we're taught that it's to be afraid of our own natural abilities. So why I de woo woo and why I really love bridging the science into the spiritual world is because they're blended, they're not separate. And you
No.
can be in both worlds without having to change your life completely.
Yep.
So that sensitivity is something to be embraced and cultivated and nurtured so that it serves us, because it's not just about being of service to leave something for the world. In order for us to do that, our lives have to be good. And that means that we have to change our minds. We have to understand ourselves better. And personal freedom is that. It's like being able to embrace who you are fully and completely and authentically without apologizing for it, without trying to fit somebody
You're
else's
right.
mold, so that you can be of service in your own home, with your family, with your children, with your friends, and not taking responsibility for other people's garbage, because as empaths, we do that, right? So,
Yeah, totally.
hopefully that answered the question, and I think is a parallel to kind of your path, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, 100%, definitely. I was, and I told you this, and being from a Catholic and, the Christian background, the way you were taught that, science and church, like all that stuff was not, you don't mix that stuff together. That doesn't happen. That's evil. And when you were talking about that, I thought about how much I have personally, embraced the fact that science and spirituality are a whole, like basically have to intertwine, and they make, things make sense. Yeah. So, because you can't do science without, because if you really know, because we already talked about this, spirituality is not religion.
No, it's not.
It doesn't have anything to do with religion. So spirituality and science are these are great, amazing, concepts. And the fact that we can, research spirituality, that's science, right? So
Yes. But there is spiritual, I mean, but in religion, and not to negate the organized religion, because
no.
it is founded on those principles, but there's some things that are missing from it. So to say that, you can have one without the other, but then it may be incomplete. And to really embrace your spirituality is like, how do you define that? Even within if you're faith-based, if you're guided by, the religious traditions, that's wonderful, because if it aligns with you, then that's part of
Oh,
your
totally.
spiritual experience. But enhance that, pursue it, go deeper with it, cultivate your own personal relationship. Because people often come to me, when they know that I'm spiritually based, and they're afraid of that because they come from very deep-rooted religious backgrounds. And what I tell them, it's like, it's not spirituality on my terms, how I define it. It's my job is to help you cultivate and nurture your relationship with your spirituality, what that means to you, for you to define that and really understand it and
Yep.
embrace it, so that it really guides your life in such a way that it's powerful and energizing, and it serves you and everyone around you. Because who am I to say what your life should be like? And that's why,
Exactly.
with the psychic abilities too, I always caution people. It's like, don't ever go to others to have them validate what's right for your life. The only one that it can ever, you're your own healer, you're your own guru, you're your own, spiritual expert. Other people seek them out for the purpose of helping enhance those parts of what you know, and to really help you learn how to trust yourself, because
Right.
no one outside of you can ever tell you what's best for you. The only one that has that blueprint is you as that individual. And my job, which I love doing, is helping people tap in and break that blueprint wide open and understand it and just run with it and let their life just explode in wonderful synchronicities, and really step into what abundance mean. Because all of these words, like manifesting, abundance, all of these things, they're so now misused and watered down that people are going back to that place where they're separating themselves from what it really means to them, and they're following other people's paths. And that's the difficulty with the spiritual journey, is that, we keep wanting someone to tell us what the roadmap is, and the only one that has this is us as the individual, because that's our personal relationship, and nobody else can define that. We can use other people's, experiences to guide us so that we can have a grounded understanding of the experiences that we have, because there are parallels and there are similarities in the wake, in the awakening process and the spiritual journey. But at the end of the day, your experience of it will be different and much more beautiful if you allow it to be. and stop searching for somebody else to tell you what it's going to look like, right? And learning how to trust yourself, that's the joy that I get about the work that I do, and which is why I identify myself. And Spirit is the one that gave me that title, because it's like, I'm like, what do I call myself? I'm like, I have this business background. I have this corporate background. I've been in leadership in the traditional sense. I've been a lifelong entrepreneur, born and raised by entrepreneurs. I've done everything under the sun in terms of, like modalities, it seems like, just all of these different things that I know how to do, nutrition, holistic. Like, it's such a broad umbrella, like so many of us out there. I'm so multi-passionate. I've been in real estate. Like, I've done so many things, it's insane.
That's beautiful.
And right, but so then I'm like, what do I call myself? How do I present myself, and what my intentions are? And then Spirit just said, you're a personal freedom activator, because that's what I do. I activate people. I help people get activated to the grace and their beauty and their power. So that's the joy that I get.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. I love it. And we, as there was something I was going to say, I was totally listening to you because I was trying to, like, process everything that you were saying as I was like, no, this is great. This is great. I love it. Like, this is wonderful information. Oh, the parallel lives. That's what it was. So we were talking about, the, can you kind of, because I haven't really had a chance to, because this podcast really is for us to, right, just give information as much as we can to the audience. So with the parallel lives, I haven't really tapped into that as well. Could you give, like, maybe just a little short definition of what a parallel life is, just in layman's terms, I guess.
So in the context of parallel lives, like, we walk parallel lives here, with other people. So, there's parallels in our experiences, where we just share common. For example, a lot of the people that I work with have a lot of trauma, in childhood trauma. Okay, they've had a, so that's one of my specialties. I work with people with, they come to me with like high levels of anxiety, even burnout. They've pretty fully a full bag of past trauma. Okay, from everything under the sun, the ugliest kind of things that people could experience as children is the kind of stuff that a lot of individuals that have come to me that I help. And so two aspects of the parallels, because I think one of your questions may be leading into past lives, which is different. Parallel lives is just, walking in the shoes, in your shoes, and knowing that somebody else knows what that experience is like, because they're walking in their shoes, has been a similar experience, where we've experienced difficulties, where we felt alone, where we felt isolated, where we felt unseen, unheard, and unworthy. So, like, those are the parallel lives that all of us share. So, for us to look at each other and not judge the surface and what we think someone's life is like, and instead of looking for the differences in one another, is to look at what common things do we have? Like, what are the things that we have in common? What are the similarities? Because, like, right now with what's going on in the world, like, there's so many people polarized in their views, and they're fighting, and they're really so focused on asserting their opinions and their will on what their positions are and their differences. Well, what if we change the conversation, then we stop fighting and arguing, and we came to the table and said, okay, well, let me understand where you're coming from, and you understand where I'm coming from. And at the end of the day, you're going to find that everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants to live a peaceful, fruitful, happy, abundant life with equal opportunities, right? Like, that's the common ground that we all have, regardless of what position that or political following that we have. Like, that should not matter. That should open up the possibility of, like, let's see what brings us together versus sets us apart, right? We're putting so much energy in the things that separate us versus unify us, and it's just changing those kinds of conversations. So in terms of parallels and in relation to what's going on right now, it's, even if you have an argument with somebody who looks at the world different than you do, why don't you change the conversation and see what you have in common versus fighting about what you don't see eye to eye on, Okay, so there's the parallels, because every single person on this earth, if they're in our life experience, they're part of our soul group. Even if we don't like them, they have something to offer us. So we share parallels in life experiences and the things that we want, and they're very basic human needs that we all deserve. Now, past lives is a different experience. Past lives are lifetimes that, whether you believe it or not, there's a school of thought, and I work in one of my the tools that I use in my spiritual medicine bag is I'm a certified hypnotherapist, and I specialize in past life regressions, and I help people go back and do healing work in those aspects. And we have people like you and I probably had an experience in another lifetime where our soul wanted to come back and share these connections, right? And we offer each other valuable insights and opportunities for new experiences. And the people who we surround ourselves, the people we interact with, even if we meet them just one time, chances are they're part of that soul group, and we have some kind of connection from the past. Not everybody, but those are our parallels. And those lives have parallels to the lives that we have now, because they're offering us opportunities to reconcile experiences, memories, releasing things, and just kind of balancing the scale of karma. Because to me, karma is not like this evil thing that the universe uses to punish, right? Because people like right away, it's like, bad karma. See, that's karma. If like you get hurt, like, no, that's not what karma is. Karma
I know,
is
I hate
it's
that,
right. It's balancing the scales of experience. So if you had an experience in one life, this life is a parallel to that, but you're on the if you were giving an experience in one life and you caused pain, then in this life you get to experience what it is to be on the receiving end on that pain you caused, to basically bring it back to zero, right? Like balance the scale and neutralize the experience altogether if you learn the lesson. So those are the two different forms of parallels that I can define for you, for the audience.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was thinking about it and I was like, I don't think I've really had anybody explain exactly what that means because I know a lot of people have brought that up, just kind of in the conversation of what parallel and past lives. Like, I don't think I had actually anybody actually explain. So the next thing I had is, and I mean, I think you kind of already talked about this because it's not really anybody specifically, but I think that you expand a little bit more. So people who could really benefit from, from your, because you have your Lemire energy healing and, so what is, so who can benefit from these types of, your healing and in your personal freedom activator, all that stuff, like who can benefit from that?
I personally work with people who are either already awake or are in the awakening process, the spiritual awakening process, that are really ready to fully step in to shed all of the disempowering patterns. Because, people with trauma already know that there's something wrong. Like, you don't have to go to somebody to be aware that, like, these things that have happened to you in the past have affected you. But usually the people that come to me that are really ready, because I don't work with everybody and not everybody is ready for me. I get a lot of people who think they are, and then they want to step into it, but they won't invest in themselves to that point, that they want to have somebody do some Reiki or some crystal therapy, or they want a healing session. That's not what I do. For those that are really, really it committed to, like, they're called, there's no thing that's going to get in their way from them really stepping into their full purpose and really embracing and really stopping all the disempowering patterns that are disrupting their life, because they're rooted in the subconscious mind, deep, deep in the subconscious mind, that no matter what you do to try to change it, you've done the DIY thing for a while. You're already been on the path. You have some degree of understanding, but things are just still repeating. Like, it's a Groundhog Day for these people, and they don't fully understand why they can't break through. That's where I come in. I work at the level of the subconscious, that we get to the very root of what those issues are. We don't dwell there. We understand them, and then we break through those patterns, whether they're from this life or a past life. And my job is to help facilitate not only the breakthrough of those patterns, but also to step in and to develop that relationship, like with your spiritual guides, with your intuition, really start to understand what your gifts are and how they relate to what you're here to contribute, with your purpose, whether you're, a teacher, whether I have officers, I have lawyers, like, I have spiritual seekers, I have students. So it just depends on how ready you are to go to the next level. So my job is to help those people that are like really ready to level up, no matter what, and be of service, start, whether it's starting a new business, whether it's enhancing an existing business, whether it's stepping into your healing work, you get to define your tools, your gifts. It's a remembrance. My job is to help people really step into the full remembrance of that experience and download and access all of the tools from the spiritual world, from your higher selves, from your higher guidance, and be able to apply them in every aspect of your life so that you elevate your life so that you can be of greater service with what you're here to do. And it just ranges. But bottom line, it's like only those that are really ready to level up to that point are the ones that end up finding me, because the majority of the people who I work with were sent to me, were guided to me. They all say the same thing: "I don't know how I found you. I wasn't even looking, and then your name popped up, and like I got this message, and just these." And they're not random. We know that they're not random, but the synchronicities, that bottom line, they ask big. And I'm here to be available to those that not only ask big, but are ready to play big and to do whatever it takes to get out of your own way. So if there's plenty of amazing, beautiful, talented healers out there, and that they do their work, but I don't do it the same way. I'm really here to empower the leaders of spiritual leaders in their communities, in their homes, whatever that looks like for them, and just raise the collective consciousness, because I have big visions for the world, and usually those that find me also have the same kind of vision.
Yeah, 100%. And that's why I think, like you and I were obviously, brought together and we're doing this
Yes.
episode. You know what I mean? Like I was just thinking that. And I was also thinking about how, we're not limit that I think a lot of people get I don't know the word for it, but because you work with, I mean, you were talking about, lawyers and officers and teachers. Like there's so many people from so many different aspects and careers from all over the world that can benefit from your program, I feel like. So it's cool that you don't have, and I wouldn't even think that you would, but you don't have any sort of real, limit on it other than the fact that if you have your mindset right and you're ready to be a leader and you're ready to, basically make a commitment to yourself, then, I'm here for you.
Absolutely.
And also, I wanted to ask how, and this might, because I know you said you do things differently with your program. Is there a time length usually for your program, or do you kind of just base it off of the person?
No, so I do have, and based on the last 5 years, just working with different types of people, all walks of life, and different stages of their awakening process, the minimum for someone to really start to experience not only the breakthroughs, but start to really embrace the experience of their spiritual connection here, like really creating that heaven on earth where those synchronicities are just ridiculous, like how every single day they start to happen. Like that's my favorite thing. I love getting texts from clients that I'm currently working with or that I've worked with for years back, and they're like, "You're not going to believe this." It's like, but this is my favorite one. It's like, they share all these amazing like synchronicities and experiences of the things that they declared, and it's coming to life. But my most favorite text, and that I love getting consistently, is that when they call me and tell me, "Oh my God, all hell is breaking loose, everything is falling apart, and I feel so much at peace." And they feel like And they feel excited because they know what's on the other side of it. They know that they're welcoming it because they feel they have found so much comfort and safety in the unknown that it's not even just about emotional resilience, that they're so grounded in their truth, in knowing their relationship with spirit, that they've been, that internally, that peace comes to them because their dreams are literally being reorganized in the real world for them, and it has to dismantle some of the stuff that just doesn't serve them, and it's happening for them, and they're so allowing. They're in that state of allowing that is just incredible. And those are my ultimate favorite, where people are going, "Oh my God, I was going through so much crap, and I just kept thinking of you and telling you, like, just be present, observe it, hold
Oh,
your peace."
interesting. Yeah.
And then they said, "I hung on, and you cannot even imagine what was on the other side." Like, incredible job opportunities to opportunities to partner in businesses, opportunities to travel the world, opportunities to go and live in places that they always dreamt of living, but never had the courage to, and it just unfolded for them. Right? It's to be in this amazing state of surrender that life really aligns, and if and really the work that I do is about getting people so confident that they are fully conscious of the alignment in their life, and they experience the miracles every single day, and they embrace there is no good or bad anymore for them, that they just are in the experience, and they're really embracing the beauty of it all. Because I and the, for something for your audience to take away is that your pain has purpose. Your pain
Right.
is valuable. The life that you've lived and the experiences that you've had, no matter how horrible, and believe me, I have horrible experiences in my past, ugly things that people should never have had to experience ever. And I treasure them because if I had not gone through those things, I wouldn't be here having this conversation with you, Katie, and you as well. Like, you had to go through your challenges to be able to come to the place where you were inspired, and being inspired is spirit moving through you. In
Yeah.
spirit, inspired for you to
I
come
love
to that
it.
place, right? For us to come to that place where we step into this as, okay, that's something got to give, like it's pushing me to something or pulling me to something.
Yes.
And that's the value of the pain in your life. And it's not to justify bad things that have happened to us, it's to embrace that we were powerful enough not to let it sink us.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Not to let it sink us, and that our life experience, no matter how painful it is, was it happened because there's one person who was born in this world waiting for you to come to the place to recognize your power so that you can give them the gift that they're waiting for you to give them. And that's the beauty of being on this path in this way, to
Oh,
seeing
yeah.
life in this way, to be empowered. That's the difference. There's people who will take responsibility for your healing, and that's okay because they have a purpose in this world as well. But I'm here to empower people to their greatness, to their potential, to really embrace the beauty of their life experience and step into purpose, utilizing that experience to be of service. So it's really, take that with you. Your pain has purpose, and it's valuable. And just change the story you tell about it. Don't let it be the thing that holds you back. Allow it to propel you forward, and inspire you to better and more. So I probably took that last piece off tangent, but that was like spirit moving through me. That was like spirit moving through me,
No,
going like, "You needed to say this."
yeah, good. I love it. I was like letting you do your thing. I loved it. Like, this is beautiful. Keep going.
Right, but and then too, like, how great would it be if we, and the other part of it is that just being whole, let me demystify some huge piece that a lot of seekers are looking for, especially the younger generation. I get so many more young people, like, I don't know what I hate the labels, but like, the 18 to 29 or whatever, they're so anxious and they're so stressed out because they have this belief that has been imprinted in their mind that they have to hurry up and be on purpose. Like, it's this thing that they're chasing. And let me just demystify this whole purpose business. The whole concept of purpose is coming to embrace your wholeness. That is our purpose in life. And when you are whole and complete, just your presence is making an impact.
Yes.
Because how you show up is how in is, you know, and how much more light you can radiate just by your mental awareness, like, you know, how you think and how you feel, and even if stuff is falling apart around you and you can be that light in the darkness, that is the purpose that you have in other people's lives. And you don't have to be like Gandhi, you don't have to be like
Yeah.
Oprah, you don't have to be like, you know, Katie or Cynthia. You just got
Yeah.
to be you, and you can be standing in the line at a Starbucks and you can be bringing light to people and being on purpose.
Exactly. Yeah, and that actually made me think of something because I read a lot, and there was in this book, it was saying how, don't quit trying to find the answer in all these other things, quit trying to find the answer to this or questioning this. Like, it's fine to ask questions and it's fine to be curious, but those there's a lot of it is right. Like, there's a lot of millennials that are anxious and just want to just know what they have to do right now. Like, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? Because they were kind of taught, by our parents. Because I'll say I fit in that. I'm 30, so I fit right. Like, so I know because my parents taught me go to college. Do this, do that, and you have to know what you want to do the rest of your life. And so, it was really, it's good that you said that. That was great to say because that is how it is. And you need to just find, and you find it within yourself. And I, from personal experience, had a hard road, but I finally, within these last few years, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is what it's, this is the answer.
Yes, and
Taking a
that's the
step
thing.
back.
Yeah, and the thing is that what causes that anxiety is that we're looking for this answer outside of ourselves from other
Yes.
people, and we're trying to mimic other people's paths and walking other
Exactly.
people's life, when in fact the only place to look is internally. Like, and it's simple. This is what people get so annoyed. It's like when I tell them this, and when they come to find this out, it's like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, the secret, I'm gonna just myth busting all day today. Like, the secret is have as much freaking fun and find as much freaking joy in every single day as possible.
Yeah.
And that's it. That is it. The more you
Yep.
do that, the more the universe, spirit, whatever you call it, whatever vernacular you use, will life itself will unfold for you
Yeah.
because you're not choking it to death trying to figure it out.
Exactly. That's a good way to start choking it to death. Seriously, though.
Like, that's what we do. We're choking life to death. It's like, show me.
Exactly. That's yeah. There's a
What
lot
do
of
I
yeah,
do?
there's a lot of and there's a lot of people out there right now that are seriously feeling that way. Like, what in the world?
Yeah.
You know?
What the F,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah,
Like,
exactly. Oh my gosh.
and you know, so because this is something that I'm actually, so I have a mastermind with an amazing group of people, and you know, I'm a big nerd for movies because creativity is spirit speaking to all of us,
Oh,
right? People don't
yes.
even get that.
Yes.
Creation, creativity, you know, creativity is creation in action, right? That's like spirit in action.
Yes.
And that's why movies, music move us. That's why they move us. That's spirit moving through us, through the voices of others and through the experiences of others. And that's the beauty of life, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, so I'm a big nerd for movies, and I use movies as reference a lot. And one of the things that used to just strike me and move me all the time as a kid was like the X-Men. So they joke because it's like they're my X-Men team, because the amazing things that they're experiencing and doing just by being authentic and vulnerable and
Yeah.
just allowing themselves permission to be uncomfortable and stepping into these new possibilities and exploring and experimenting, what spirit is guiding them to is just like off the charts. I wish I could share on the show, but it's like they're speaking to higher levels of consciousness and having these wonderful, beautiful experiences that are out of like a they're like out of a movie. It's incredible, but just the things that they're doing and how they're taking it into their everyday lives, that they're expanding their growth and it's affecting everyone around them and they're not doing anything. This is the point of what I'm saying too, just being. Being is the feminine. We've overdone masculine.
100%.
Right? And masculine cannot exist without the feminine, and feminine cannot exist without the masculine, but it has to be harmonized. It has to be blended. So right now, what we're being asked to do with this experience of quarantine and all the stuff is like, you're either going to allow yourself to be led by fear, or you're going to dive into the fear and see what's on the other side of it. And you can be learning how to be, learning how to just be uncomfortable, learning how to be just okay with feeling, learning how to be, in a space where you can just have fun and be and if things are good in life. So I want to say this to the people listening. If things are going good in your life, even during this quarantine, and knowing that there's other people struggling, release the guilt for being good in your life. Hold that good so that that light shines and anchor it, so for those that are struggling can find their good too. Don't invest, like, because our energy and our thoughts are investments. It's currency. It's powerful energetic currency. So put it in the right place in your own life, in the lives of others. Don't feed into other people's stories, even if it's really, really sad and scary. Hold people's greatness as your vision for them, because that's the greatest gift, and that's how on purpose you can be. And being in that state, standing in that grace and feminine and joy is going to do the people you love more good than if you sit there and listen to them complain, or even you, because you steal energy from people when you complain. So don't let people steal energy from you, and don't steal energy from others. Be as happy as you can be as many seconds of the day as possible. If you can extend it further into minutes or hours, do that. And let that direct you and let life happen for you. So hopefully that serves your audience and in a powerful way.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I loved everything you've had to say today. I think it was
Thank
yes, it was beautiful. And I mean, I think that was a good end note there, because just letting everybody know, just be joyful, be happy, and then it'll vibrate in your energy, happy energy. Your light will just shine on other people, and hopefully that will inspire others, to shine bright like you do. Like you do.
Thanks.
And so the last thing that I like to do is just, if you have any like maybe any programs coming up or any fun stuff coming up within the next couple of weeks that you want to tell people about, anything new, exciting that you want to just share. I love to,
Absolutely. So, coming soon is I will be creating something to where it's like a membership for seekers that, because I want to make it available for even those that are almost ready, that they're ready to get ready, and that they can start to come into community. So that's on the horizon very soon. So, you can connect with me on Facebook at LumiereEnergyHealing.com, or I don't do too much of the regular social media, but like you can go onto my website at www.lumiereenergy.com. And for those of you like have a hard time with that word, it's actually the French version of the word light. And just think of the candlestick in Beauty and the Beast, Lumiere.
I love it.
Lumiere Energy Healing. So so just connect with me. You can drop me a message and let me know that that's you heard it on the show and you're interested and being notified of when that's going to come out. And it's going to incorporate like just tools. It's going to be things that people in that really don't find is a different perspective of some of these spiritual experiences. I don't do any fear-based things. I don't teach empaths to be afraid to protect themselves, because if we're very powerful, and if you know how to use your gifts properly, you don't ever have to worry about needing to be protected. You just use your energy right. And it's going to be my vision. So how this comes to life, I'm putting it in spirit's hands, but is to be able to offer community and support where people can explore some of these gifts. us in some way. So working on letting that come to life. And then for those that are interested, and please only apply if you're really committed, because it's an exchange of energy. So don't take, if you're really committed and you heard this this broadcast, reference it. You can go on my website on the contact page. You can get a complimentary 15 minute clarity session with me, but it's essentially to find out if we're a fit to work together. But if you comment and you make a note that you heard this show, that I would honor extending it to 30 minutes for the first 15 people.
Amazing. Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for doing that. I'm sure anybody would
Absolutely.
appreciate that. And
Yeah.
really, I am so thankful that I had you on here today. I thought this was a beautiful conversation. You had a lot of inspiring, wonderful things to say for the community and our listeners. And I definitely can see us doing some more fun episodes together because this was really fun for me today.
Awesome. And I appreciate you, Katie, because, to all of those out there in the audience, like Katie and myself, we're an example of, we know where you are. We've been in that struggle that you might be feeling right now. And we're standing here as lights for you all to know that this is where you belong,
Yes.
that you have something important to say, that your life has meaning, that you are valuable. And thank you, Katie, for being that brilliant light here and taking that leap and having the courage to put yourself out there this way and to bring this gift. So I honor you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I honor you as well.
This episode is powered by Poddex.